Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back with our episode 4 predictions and power rankings. And today we are joined by the Godfather, Carl Boudreau. I think this might be the 4th or 5th appearance for him. So we can't even make a Godfather part 1, 2, or 3 joke anymore. You're beyond that. You've created your own genre here with the Godfather. Oh, and he's eating, so I shouldn't have said it. I shouldn't have stopped there. I paused the intro, Carl. What are you eating?
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I'm fresh in from work, man, so I was just trying to squeeze it in. But, no, that was a freaking carrot, man. Like, nice. I'm eating so carrots.
He's going healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's getting health over here.
Yeah. I'm used to – I think the last time I saw Carl, he was eating tacos. So this is different. This is definitely different. That's for sure. Yeah. But we're here to talk all about Survivor Season 41, give our power rankings for this final 14 people. But Alexa and I pretty much had a nonstop complaint fest on Wednesday night. So we brought in the most positive person we know who will sugarcoat anything, even if he doesn't like it, because, you know, he doesn't just tell it how it is. But Carl, how are you feeling so far about this season?
You want me to be honest?
Of course we do. That's why we brought John.
I hate it. I hate it. It's too much, man. Like, it's I don't know, man. It's like, I know they're rushing it through, but like, it's just way too much taking place too early. Like, you literally putting idols in people's face. Like, come on, man. Like, there's nothing hard about that. Come on. If that was the case when I played, literally putting that by the fire. Well, fuck, I have that every time because I stayed man in the fire. You know what I mean? Like, I was always the fire guy. So, yeah. Like,
I imagine an alternate reality of Survivor David versus Goliath where Gabby is giving a speech about the Godfather never leaves his hammock, and there's just a piece of paper sitting there right on the hammock next to you, and you just pick it up so that you have something.
Exactly.
I'm imagining you standing before a challenge trying to talk about broccoli. That's what I'm not wrapping.
That's so crazy, though, man. Think about that. These cats have to say the same thing every time they go to a challenge.
Every single time.
Like, who's not going to pick up on that? I mean, come on, be for real. That even the dumbest person that's on the cast will pick up on that at some point in time. Like, that's, again, they're doing too much.
And like, Jeff isn't even like acting surprised anymore.
No.
He's like, huh, okay, Xander, what do you think about that?
Because how can you act surprised after 2 challenges and you got 2 random guys just saying some crazy stuff off the wall? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no. They're doing too much, man. Too much. I understand they're saying it's a new era of Survivor, whatever. But for me, as well as some other Survivor players that I've spoken with, we just not feeling it.
And it's funny because like we were complaining hard on Wednesday night. I mean, we were going in. I don't think we said a nice thing the entire time, except for about the challenge. That was the only thing we said something nice
challenge
about.
Challenge and the fruit. We were like,
and the fruit. We were happy people only got fruit, which Carl eating carrots, showing he's still trying to get back out there and play. But during the live show, the comments on the side were pretty much talking, you know, it was like 50-50 split, but there was definitely some people who were just like, you guys are being negative for no reason. You just keep going on and on and on and on. But then when I went back and I looked at the comments that are actually on the video now that people have been posting in the almost weeks since the episode aired, it's like 90% agreement with us.
Yeah. I mean, I've talking to fans here in Houston and they're saying the same thing. Like, it's just they're doing way too much. Like, we've missed you for 2 years, basically. Yeah. And then you come back and you're not the same woman that left me 2 years ago. Like you're a totally different person. It's kind of sort of how this game is being put out there. Like, you're not the same person that left me 2 years ago.
Well, and unfortunately, I almost feel like Survivor is now like it's gone from like this perfect thing to like it's almost like the drug addict friend where you're like, where did you come from? You last time I saw you, everything was going great in your life and whatever, and now you're back and it's like, what is happening right now? Like, exactly. This isn't the person I remember, and it's all for the negative. Like, I don't really feel like that first episode. It felt like there was a lot that we could spin as a positive, and Alexa and I did everything that we did. Like. But I liked the first episode, and I think we talked about that, how like we were both genuinely interested in what they were doing with the human elements and all of that. But right now, it's just gotten to the point where I don't know the story they're trying to tell us. And I don't know how we're supposed to be able to follow. There's some people who probably have a no problem following this. But as somebody who casually is just throwing this on, and not for nothing, I do this podcast, but I'm still only watching it for an hour a week. I'm not going and watching all the secret scenes and all that stuff. Like, I just don't have the time for it.
Right.
I don't know what story we're trying to be told right now. And because of that, I'm not finding myself a Rick Devens or a Lauren O'Connell or a Nick Wilson or a Gabby or a Christian.
Nope.
I'm not finding that on this season because everybody just feels meh.
Yeah. I think it's like for the people who are saying like, well, they're explaining the rules. They're explaining them, but they're very fast and it's one time. And it's players like you read the very long parchment, which some people are screenshotting, but they walk through the parchment and the player is like telling us in real time. And like, they're still trying to process it.
It's not
being explained to us well. And sure, tell us something once, but this is not, we're not studying. This is a television show. So we have to be like told a couple of times.
It's just no good. Yeah, it's almost like a board game right now where like, yeah, every board game makes sense once you start playing it. But if somebody just says, oh, okay, here's the rules, and they read you the rule book and they show you the pieces of like, this is what that is and this is what that is. After 15 minutes, you have no freaking clue what they were talking about. And then you're going to have to be like, let's just play the game. How many times have people said, let's just play the game? The problem is us as viewers, we can't just play the game. We can't just let it go. And it starts to make it feel like it's losing its credibility a little bit. Because if I can't just understand the basic rules and it feels like the players need to just play it in order for me to understand it, then it feels like there's something cheapening it and there's going to be a rule that's missed somewhere along the line that we didn't know about that is going to be very impactful on the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just, I don't know, man. Like I said, it's not good at all. It's not good at all. Like I think it was me and Davey. And it might have been on Twitter. He posted something. And I'm like, if I see another freaking boat show up on an island and pick somebody up, like, I mean, like, come on, man. Like, come on, man. I can get the concept of crossing the tribes or what have you. But it's just taking place too much, way too early. It's just no fun in it. I tell you what, I'm just not liking it. I'm sorry. But right. We're like,
this was supposed to be the fun season. So.
This is the comeback. Yeah, this is the comeback.
Yeah. So hopefully, Ben is back.
If I send my chick off to the DR or wherever to go get a makeover, then you better come back prettier than you was before I sent you off. And right now, Survivor just came back, but it's uglier than it was before it left.
It's very, and I think the first episode I was buying into it. I was like, all right, they want to have fun with it. Seems like it's going to be fun. You know, there's certain aspects of it. I know the whole guys thing drove some people crazy and all of that. And that's fine though. It did seem like they were trying to be fun with it. They were trying to just go over the top. Here's these things. We're going to try to mix and match the players and all that. But now it's gone from fun to just flat out confusing. And I think that you can't cross that line. Once you do, it's hard to come back from that.
But they're worried, in my opinion, and I don't want to piss nobody off, but like they're worried about people's feelings too much all of a sudden. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure y'all probably discussed it already, but like, take for instance, come on in, guys. Mm-hmm. Like, all of a sudden now you can't say come on in, guys. Like, that was a Survivor staple for the last 20 years. Like, what is that hurting?
Well, I think what bothers people, and I pointed it out in episode two, Jeff then refers to an entire group of or an entire tribe as guys multiple times in episode two. Just doesn't say come on, Inga. So it's just I get that, and I understand the frustration, and I hate that Ricard got thrown in as the scapegoat and said that over and over again. I
hate that. Just been a Jeff thing. Jeff should have just said, I want to change this, and then
They shouldn't have edited that in there. They should have left that completely out the edit, you know. Yep. But again, they do this type of stuff, and it bites them every single time. It's like you can't appease everybody, man. I'm sorry. That's this thing we live in. It's called life. You're not gonna make everybody happy, period. You just gotta roll with what works for you.
And I think the problem is Survivor just doesn't, either doesn't know or like can't figure out what works for the fans. Like, and I understand how difficult it is, because there's people like us who like literally have this side hustle of a podcast where we analyze it. And then there's also like very casual fans, and it's hard to find, you're never going to appease everybody, but it's pretty apparent which seasons are incredibly popular. And so why are we just trying to change it so much?
Exactly. Alexa, you know what works for everybody? Staying the same. Obviously, it's been beneficial for 20 freaking years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You're not, again, you're not going to appease everybody. So what if you didn't get these 10 people over there to like it because you said one thing? So what? You still got these 10 million that likes what you started with from the very beginning. So keep it that way. It's okay to make a change here and there, but like, damn, don't try to just change everything all in one season.
Yeah. That's I think that's the best way to put it. And I think, like, you know, but Survivor has had this happen in the past where they try to over course correct. And that's, you know, then you'll get certain instances of like Fiji, where now all of a sudden it's an incredibly diverse cast and they're all recruits. And then people are mad about that. So then they have to go back to actually casting people who, you know, apply for the show and things like that. You can't tell me that right now out there, they can't just edit this season to have a James Clement, to have a Ciri Field, to have a Rupert Bonham, to have a Johnny Fairplay. And I know me saying Rupert makes Alexa want to turn off her camera, but at the same time, you're going to find very few people that are going to say, I don't like Pearl Islands because of Rupert. Where and you have the characters there. You have that. That's what works. You got to find these larger than life characters. You got to find these people that we can just root for naturally, and then let the story tell itself.
Exactly.
And we have just jumped the shark on that.
Yep.
Yeah. I think, like, I probably speak for most people when I say that Shan is my favorite player right now. And I think Shan's awesome because I think she's very multidimensional. And, you know, she's like relating a strategic dilemma to something that's very personal to her. I would love to see that out of other players. And that's not the player's fault, I don't think.
Yeah, it's not that's the player's fault.
That's the thing about Survivor. Survivor tells its own story. Like, you don't have to tell the story. It's going to tell itself. But they've gotten in the way of that, in my opinion, with this season. They've totally gotten in the way of it.
So with that, who does everyone think is safest this week?
Yeah, Carl, who you got as the safest person on this season right now? Who's your number one? They're not going home. There's no chance in heck that that's happening this week. Carl's coming in as prepared as me. He doesn't have it written down. He's just ready to fly on the spot.
This is how much I'm literally hating this season, guys.
You've been on how many times? You've been on all three seasons. You've been on 38, 39, and 40 with us to do.
And I've always was prepared for every season.
Yeah, yeah.
This season is just like, I really don't even care. I mean, but who's the safest?
I got mine, if that'll help inspire anyone. The
funny thing is, I can't remember the little kid's name, but he was on the hot seat this week.
Oh.
No.
JD.
I'm going to say he's probably the safest.
All right, Carl. We're writing in pen.
Yeah, because he proved to his little alliance, you know what I mean? He gave old girl his little deal and all of that. So it's like, there's no reason to get him out because they both said it. He's basically in our pocket. So yeah, he ain't going nowhere. He ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I'm going to go and I'm going to put Ricard at number one because I think he's in total control on that tribe. Here we go. So I think he's in total control on that tribe because he's Shan definitely wanted Brad more than Ricard did. Shan wanted Brad to stay. There's no doubt about it.
Brad slander out of here.
Oh, my God.
Ricard got his way, though. And therefore, Ricard is in control of that alliance. He's in control of that tribe. I think Jeannie's a sitting duck, but I'm going to put Ricard at one. And then I end up putting Shan right at number two because why not? Shan just goes right behind.
Does Brad go down as the dumbest Survivor player ever? Or what?
I don't think so.
I can't blame him.
He didn't have a vote.
Yeah, but you got all of these tools.
But none of he's not allowed to use it.
I understand, but you should have never told them.
Yeah, that was dumb.
When you tell people what power you have, what do you think they're going to do? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not fixing to sit here and let Phil just ride, and I know he got all the power. Mm-hmm. Come on. Come on. Any previous Survivor player would tell you that. I guarantee you, whoever y'all have next on y'all's podcast, just ask him. And they're going to say that was the dumbest, one of the dumbest Survivor moves ever. Even worse than Eric's, in my opinion.
But now let me ask you this, Carl. What's dumber, him telling everyone or him having an extra vote and not being able to use it because he lost his vote, even though he should have an extra vote? So why can't he get back to one? Exactly. So what's dumber?
All of it, to be quite frank. You don't tell people what you have. And then, like you said, he had an extra vote. So use that as your vote.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just that simple. He used that as his vote. He's still in the game.
But was he allowed to do it? I don't think he's allowed to do it.
Well, again, that falls on Survivor for not explaining that.
Yeah.
If you want to be honest, that falls on them for not explaining that.
And we don't know. And so it seems like he wasn't allowed to vote no matter what.
Yeah.
Now, if that's the case,
then that extra vote is garbage.
But it should we should be notified as the viewers that this extra vote does not count if you have zero votes.
If you don't have, again, they're doing too much.
Yeah, Alexa, who's your one? And you can do your two if you want.
I don't mean to jump too far ahead. My one through four is the Blue Tribe.
Okay,
the whole Blue Tribe.
Well, there's six of them left, but who's your top four?
They're unsafe. So in particular order, I have Erica at number one, Danny number two, Heather at number three, and Deshaun at number four. I think this Blue Tribe is just absolutely stacked. And even though there's like a little bit of tension with like the Sydney and the Nasir thing, it's not like we can't live together tension. It's from what it seems like, it's like, this is a tribe that's been together for too long and just wants to vote someone out, which I totally get. But I think that they're going to win another challenge. But I think if they lose, there's no way that it's Erica or Heather. They're not going to lose a challenge. And Deshaun, they're not going to get rid of because they're huge. So I have those in my top four.
Yeah. So Carl, now tell me something about Erica and Heather.
What you want me to tell you?
Something.
Anything.
I can't.
Which is a shame because they're on the dominant tribe. And that always happens to people on the dominant tribe, but it's a shame.
I can't. If Danny goes, is because Danny is like, for me, he's like an Alec on David versus Goliath. Mm-hmm. He's just so tough at everything. But the two you're talking about, I can't say anything, nothing at all.
Who would you put at two and three? Because we're gonna make you go 1 to 14, whether you got them written down or not. Who you got
at two? I can promise y'all, I don't have nothing written down, nothing at all. I rushed.
We're
in
still
from
going
because I remember that I had to do it. I rushed in from work. I'm being honest. Shit, people know I'm always honest. I'll put Danny at two because I don't see him going anywhere.
Yeah, Danny's in a good spot.
I don't see him going anywhere.
So what is it? What do you think it is about Danny? Like, first of all, in the first episode, he was my favorite. The second and third episodes, he's not really in them. But where do you think Danny's going to go? You just compared him to Alec. Do you think he can overcome that though? Or do you think he's kind of locked in? He is pretty much guaranteed
to be
an early merge boot.
I don't think early merge boot, but I don't see him getting far in the merge, because once they start playing solo, you know, in the challenges, he's gonna dominate. So if they're smart, they're gonna feel the same way. Like, we gotta get him out. There's no way we can beat him in any challenge. He can swim. I mean, he's strong. I mean, what are you gonna beat him at?
Yeah.
So yeah, you have to get him out, but he'll make merge, but you got to get him out. I literally don't think I was talking with think it was Karishma. And I said, I don't think Ricard will make it to merge.
Really?
I don't think.
How do you see that happening, though? How do you see Ricard going down on that small tribe where he seems to have all the power?
Because I see in the next, not this next episode, but the previous episode, those three tribes will dissipate. It'll break down into two tribes.
I don't think Ricard has all the power. I'll talk about that when I get to him. But
yeah,
I think it's just like, it's one of those things where it's like, you're in an alliance with somebody. Sometimes you do put your, like if you're being Shan, you put your priorities second just to like let your alliance partner get the win
first. But Shan is playing the best game on that tribe.
By far.
Yep.
She's playing the best game by far.
They're a good duo. They're a great
duo. She's got everybody though on that tribe.
Mm-hmm.
She's got everybody. She's playing the best game on that tribe.
Number
three.
I have Danny at three, so I'll say that because then we kind of get through everybody else who had Danny. We all have Danny in our top three, so I guess that's who we're the most confident in. But Carl, who you got at three, or who?
Give me some paper. Hold on.
Here we go. All right, now he's hold back. The competitive edge is taking over.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's see.
Well, while I'll give you a second there, I'll go to my four, and my number four is going to go ahead and be Heather, because I don't think we get an absolutely invisible boot. I do think Heather is going to go the way of Sunday. I think it's going to be invisible, goes pretty far, and that's it. I mean, Heather, we have gotten nothing from at all. I know before the season began, a lot of people were hopeful that she could be the old female winner, like, you know, an old female winner that we haven't seen before, a woman in her 50s winning the game. We've never seen that. And we just haven't even seen Heather. So as far as I'm concerned, we still haven't seen, I don't know if we've seen a woman in her 50s on this season. So
Heather is the one that couldn't, she couldn't.
No, that's Tiffany.
Okay, yeah, because she ain't got much longer. As soon as they lose, she's out of here. But okay.
Heather's anyway. On the blue tribe. She's on that stacked tribe, but she hasn't spoken.
So, yeah.
I don't know, but I feel like she's safe here. Because they've been playing up a lot of, is it going to be Nasir? Is it going to be Deshaun? Sydney's in the middle of all of that. I don't see them booting a totally invisible character like Heather at this point because they've set up other storylines to come to an end if Blue miraculously loses.
How many has been voted off so far? What, three?
Four. We're down to 14.
There's 14 players left.
14.
Is it 14 left?
There's 14.
Okay.
Oh, Alexa comes in prepared and forgets somebody.
Yeah.
This is why I don't write it down. Let's just roll.
This is why I don't plan ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, this will be fun. Okay.
All right, Carl, I see you got your Sharpie. I know you got your pen. Who are you going to put in at number three after Danny?
I'm going Shan.
Okay. Yeah. Now, how are you feeling about Shan overall right now?
I like Shan's game. I like Shan's game. I see Shan making it to final three. Like I say, on her tribe, she has them all in her pocket. Mm-hmm. If she can do the same thing once merge comes, then who's going to touch her? Because she's all over the place. She's not just pulling a Carl and just laying in his hammock. That's for certain. If somebody walks off, she's getting the information that they're talking about. Like, how does that happen? Like, they're willing to come back and give her all the information. I mean, that's tough.
Yeah.
That you getting information from somebody that walked off. Come on, man. Like, how does that happen?
Yeah. She's playing such an unbelievable social game. And I will say, for as bad as I have found the last two episodes to be, they have done a phenomenal job editing the social game for Shan.
Yeah.
And we've always complained that they don't know how to edit a social game properly.
Right.
And yet here I am, and that's one of the big compliments I have for this season, is that they are editing Shan phenomenally, and she is only playing a social game. She's not playing a game bot strategic type game. She's not playing a physical game. She's just playing socially, and they've done a phenomenal job. Now, whether that's just because of Shan's personality or whatever it is, but I think they've done a phenomenal job with her. But I have not gotten into the head of any other player on her tribe because JD feels like a caricature, and Ricard feels like a game bot, and then Genie's invisible. Why are they all falling into tropes? The super fan who's just so nerdy he can't stop, and the game bot who's just going to cut everyone's throat, and the invisible woman. Why are they all falling into tropes while Shan is being so wonderfully edited?
Well, I mean, what has she done wrong to not get the edit that she's getting?
Yeah, she's
what has
great.
Everybody else done wrong?
Yeah, well, yeah, what's everyone else done wrong? But, I am liking how they're showing that, because she's also, like, you know, excellent at, like, walking us through it, too. I think she gives a great confessional. So her – but they're just, like, showing her examples well. And, Phil, you always talk about this. They're showing her being right, which is always a good sign for a player. But I actually have Shan at my number 5. I think Shan's very safe, but I am fearful that she is one of very few people who we do know very well that we could get totally sideswiped and have her voted out. I think Ricard is a very smart player, and I think he knows that Shan would have to go at some point. We are seeing that a lot in Modern Survivor, where people are just like cutting threats extremely early. But overall, I think Shan's fine.
I see y'all still haven't changed. Y'all still go off of just because they're getting all the confessionals and this and that means that they go far in the game, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, here's
we're one note.
Now, let me see if you agree with this, though, Carl, because first of all, Alexa hasn't changed, even though her name has here in the bottom. But I always change. I'm evolving all the time, Carl, just like Survivor. Phil's maybe not for the best, but I'm definitely evolving. But here's my question. I'm a big fan of everybody getting their fair share in the edit. I am a massive fan of breaking our heart with Brian Corridans and Amy O'Hara's and Gina Cruz and you know, all these pre-mergers who, when we lose them, it sucks because we really like them. I'm a big fan of that. But you also have to back that up with some phenomenal characters that are now going to go far. And we had that back in Guatemala. I'm talking about Brian and Amy going out early and Margaret. But we still had Judd and Stephanie and Gary and Jamie. And we had those characters. Right now, I'm having a hard time because it seems like they're spending so much time on people who are then getting booted, but they're not spending enough time on the people who are now going further. For instance, Brad had, I think, 10 confessionals in the last episode. I got to check the official number. But he had 10. So Brad has 10 confessionals in the last episode, and he goes home. The week before that, we lose David Voci, who had a pretty good edit coming into that. But who's following them up? Shan, everybody can kind of latch on to. Who else is getting a big edit that we're missing? JD is. Okay, I'll give him that. But these two players, that's really all we're getting, and they're on the same tribe. Evie, Tiffany, Liana, and Xander, they haven't been consistent by any means. And so when you start to look at these tribes as a whole, that's where I think this season's struggling.
Well, the edit is obviously going to the tribe that someone is going home off of, obviously. But you know, I've always told you guys that I've always hated the editing part because it doesn't show who that person really is or what gameplay that person is really, really playing. It just Survivor does it for what they think is what's the word I'm looking for? What's
good TV, like storylines.
Right. I mean, that's just the way they've always done it. And it's not right because you got a bunch of good characters. But they don't get the limelight that they deserve. I mean,
I agree with you.
That's just what it is.
I don't want to only see Brad this one way or to only see. I would love to. I don't know, but I think that requires playing, which Phil and I probably
But they're all out there playing regardless. Mm-hmm. They're all playing. I mean, I don't give a damn if I gathered more wood. I mean, give me a shot on TV as well. You know, I mean, it's just not all about the simple what they like to put out on TV because there's so much that takes place that the fans never ever see, and it's interesting stuff. You know what I'm saying? Regardless, if I'm going home tonight, show what I've done. You know, it's mm-hmm. like absolutely. Give everybody a we fair shot. It. That's why I never liked the whole fan favorite thing, this, that, and the other, because obviously the fan favorite is going to be someone that gets most of the limelight, mm-hmm. period, yeah. because that's who the fans see the most. Yeah. Regardless of what that person has done, that's who they seeing. They get to hear his or her voice. They get to see what they done. Whereas you take somebody else that played just as hell of a game, but they never got put on the screen. So yeah, obviously the fans don't like them because the fans never got a chance to know them.
Yeah, 100%. We saw that in here. Jordan Alford said it's an editing problem that the show has had a few seasons now. Like Dean was invisible for 3 episodes and was runner up on the season, and he was invisible at the beginning of the season, and we never heard from him. And now I'm wondering, like, what's going to happen? And somebody in here said that Tiffany has been consistent in terms of confessionals to 4, 3, and 5. But in terms of whether we're supposed to be positive on Tiffany or negative on Tiffany, that has been a roller coaster.
You don't know.
I want that. But I guess what I'm saying is, it doesn't feel like they're setting up Tiffany to be a late game character. Maybe she is, but it feels like they're just setting her up to be another massive pre-merge character. And hopefully I'm wrong.
So it's almost like Survivor is becoming predictable with their edit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because those that get the decent edits, obviously they're going to go further. I mean, again, you can take my episode. Nick got great edits. Mm-hmm. You probably could have thought from the jump that Nick was going to probably win Survivor mm-hmm. just because of the way they depicted him throughout the storyline. I mean, mm-hmm. they have to switch up stuff. Again, they tried switching up, but I don't think their switch up was the same that we're mm-hmm. thinking of. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, they're switching the whole gameplay, whereas we're talking about switching the way that the game is shown.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So who do you have at 4, Carl?
At 4, I just don't know. She's on a good tribe. She ain't going nowhere. I'll put Tiffany at 4. I'll put Tiffany at 4.
Tiffany? I thought you said Tiffany was going soon.
No, I said, did I? No.
No, Tiffany's on the yellow tribe. Heather's the one who's on the blue tribe.
Okay, so yeah, no. So you're right. It's Heather. Yeah. It's Heather.
It's Heather. Okay.
It's Heather. Got it.
Yeah.
I know who I think is going to next episode, though. If they lose, I know that.
We're getting there.
I know that.
All right, I'll do my 5. So I went Danny, I went Heather, and then I'm going to just continue to follow in Alexa's footsteps, and I will put Erica. At my number 5, because again, just too invisible to go home at this point. I think she's gotten pretty much nothing. So I think there's got to be a little something for Erica before she goes home. And I'm pretty confident in this blue tribe. But you know, if they go. We'll see what ends up happening.
She's not doing anything wrong.
Erica's also like puzzle queen, and you really need that.
She's been very good at puzzles. Very quietly, been very good at puzzles this season.
Yeah.
Carl, who you got at 5?
I got Rashard at 5, if that's how you pronounce his name.
Okay.
So you're not sold that he's running that tribe. You think he's going to go pre-merge, but not this week because...
Not this week. You know. I hate to say it, but I actually think the blue tribe will probably lose this week.
Wow.
It's about time. It's bound to happen.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of tension there.
Well, and you have to remember too, we've also had 4 tribal councils now. So if they lose here, that's just playing into the averages. Every other tribe loses twice, for them to lose once might be the only tribe only time they lose in the entire tribal phase, which is very possible.
How many days has it been so far?
2.5. I have no idea. I can't keep track.
Like 7. I don't know. I'm completely making that up though.
Because they're only going 26. I think it
26,
is
26. That's it.
So they're going to go fast. There's going to be a couple of more episodes where they probably have 2 boots in one night.
Yeah. Well, and now the blue tribe is talking about throwing a challenge in the preview. So that's a good point too. Yeah. So that's
yeah.
But who would they be throwing to get rid of? I don't think it's Danny. I don't think it's Heather. I don't think it's Erica. So now we just have to see who it would be that they're throwing to get rid of. Who's going to be the person who willingly throws the challenge and doesn't even think it's coming and gets blindsided.
Who's all on the blue tribe? Danny, Heather, Erica,
Sydney, Nasir, and Deshaun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So if they throwing it again, well, continue.
We'll get there. We're only a third of the way through.
Yeah.
Alexa, who you got at number six?
I'm just going in pairs because all these people are together. I have Liana at six and Evie at seven. I think you guys bring up a good point with Blue talking about throwing, and because these tribes are so uneven, or not because of the tribe, but because Blue has been doing so well, they're probably going to have two tribes go to tribal council and only have one. I don't think Yellow is out of the water whatsoever. I mean, I think Xander's still in a lot of trouble. However, I think Liana is the safest person on that tribe. Liana, first of all, has a vote, which actually means something. She is in with Evie, but I think that Liana is smart enough that if for whatever reason people choose to flip on Evie and get out like the queen pin, then Liana would be like down for that or involved in that. I think Evie is like too clearly on top. And Xander's kind of desperate and doesn't even have a vote. I think it's very easy for Tiffany to be annoyed with Evie, and then Tiffany and Liana just meet up and get rid of her. But with that, Evie is still in charge of that tribe, so I have the two of them at six and seven.
How many people don't have a vote?
Exactly, no. Carl. Great exactly. Question. That is the problem right now with this season.
Only Xander cannot vote right now.
But there's been the ability for like eight people at this point to not have their
vote. Not have a vote.
I'm sure they're going to rehide the Green Idol.
Yeah, they have to. Otherwise, Xander will never vote again. And he just went out to sit on an island for.
They're not going to hide it. They're going to basically
sets at the merge.
They're basically going to put it in somebody's lap because two of them are found. They're still lacking that one for the idol that goes together.
Well, and Green's is no longer found because Brad had it and Brad went home. So now it has to be rehidden.
Right, so it has to be re-put back in the game.
Yeah.
Well, who's coming up?
We got Carl to take the hat off. That's all I know.
Hey,
so was it confirmed in any way, shape, or form that this is going to be a double boot, or are you guys just kind of hype?
No, I'm just hyped.
I think it's just going to happen at some point.
Yeah. Got it. Okay.
It's
got
to happen because 26 days, I mean, 14 people left, they got to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do kind of what Alexa did. And at number six, I'm going to put Evie because I think she's in control of that tribe. But at seven, instead of putting Liana, I'm actually going to put Xander. And everybody might think I'm crazy with that because he doesn't even have a vote. But I think Xander is going to be safe because if they lose again and this starts to become one of those things, like this reminds me so much of the Brains tribe from Survivor Kageon, where Xander is their Spencer. They need him. It's going to be time to cut out somebody. Xander has still seemed loyal to Evie. Evie won't be hurt by keeping Xander. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't have a vote, so he can't hurt you at all. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to put him there. And I'm going to see what happens.
I like that. I don't have Xander too far behind. I think if they want any shot at winning challenges, Xander did great in this past challenge. I think they got to keep him.
What do you think, Carl? You seem
confused. I'm flip flopped on that one. Okay. I have Liana then Evie.
Okay, that was what I had.
That's what Alexa had. Seven. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you got about Liana that has you confident in Liana though?
Because again, she's out of the way. She's not doing anything that's putting a target on her.
Mm-hmm.
She's not doing nothing wrong. From what I've seen, she's done well in participating in the challenges.
Pretty good at challenges. Yeah.
She hadn't gotten from what we see, she hasn't gotten on anyone's nerves. She's not doing too much. She's not overplaying, you know. So yeah, she's not doing anything wrong in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I hope everybody's right. I just worry with Liana that Evie decides I'm going to keep Tiffany instead of Liana and cuts Liana. That's the only thing that worries me.
I mean, anyone on the tribe is in trouble because it's just so...
It's so small.
It's so small. There's three votes flying around.
Oh, and that's why, I mean, I put my first one at number six and my second one at number seven. I mean, and I had put two people at least from each other tribe. So, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So who wants to? Alexa, you go eight.
Yeah, I'll go eight. Kind of staying the same. I actually have Xander at eight.
I do as well.
I moved Xander up after what you said, Phil. I think Xander's okay, and maybe that's shocking because he doesn't have a vote, but he also, I never believe that like a player is going to owe anything to another player. But if Xander does somehow make it to the merge without having voted for four or five mm-hmm. straight weeks, I think he will feel a little indebted to Evie/Liana/Tiffany for keeping him around. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I think he could have something good there.
I agree. I think if Xander makes it to the merge and he doesn't have a vote, I think that's actually the way that this type of character, that this alpha male muscle man, can actually get further in the game, because the people know that he doesn't have a vote, yeah. at least on his tribe. And so they say, well, let's just keep Xander as long as we possibly can post-merge, because he can't ever turn the game on us.
Yeah, he can't hurt us. Yeah, he can't hurt us.
And at this point, in today's day and age of Survivor, unless you go on, like, unless you're really just well-rounded like Brad Culpepper was, the odds of winning five straight challenges or six straight challenges is nothing. You know, with they have these puzzles or balance on this or you know, eat whatever food or none of these. We're not guaranteed that there's going to be a physical challenge, and we're not guaranteed that there's going to be a puzzle challenge. But they mix it up enough that Xander, I just don't see how he wins five or six of these in the second half of the game, and he doesn't have a vote. If you're Evie and you can kind of make it seem like you have this number, even though you don't have this number, he's actually very useful to you, because he can never go team up with another group because he'd go home.
Why would you think that, though? Why would you think that he couldn't team up with another group?
Because he doesn't have a vote to offer them.
Yeah, so but they don't know that.
He gets his vote back at the merge.
Yeah, oh, he does. That's official.
The other team don't know that he don't have a vote.
Yeah, so but what I'm saying, oh, so he gets it back at the merge, and everything I just said doesn't matter. What I was more saying is, Evie, when you hit the merge, knowing that Xander doesn't have one, you're not worried about him going over to Sydney and Nasir and saying, I want to vote with you guys, because he can't vote. But now if he gets his vote back at the merge, then it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm.
I saw that on one of the screenshots. It's like, if they are not all found by the merge, the idol dies and everyone gets their vote back.
I still wish that they would have told us that. We didn't have to look at screenshots, Alexa.
I know. That's what I get for trolling Reddit when I'm bored. But, like, we shouldn't have to do that.
You shouldn't have to. It should just be very apparent to you. It should be right there, sit in front of your face and say, you know, Jeff should come out. He's broken the third or the fourth wall enough here. Why don't they just have Jeff come out and say, hey.
I actually think that'd be great.
They will get their vote back if they make it to the merge. Great. Thank you. Now I know. Instead of Jake Burstein yelling at me, Phil Xander gets his vote back at the merge. I get it now, but I've never been told.
Messages.
Yeah, but we don't know that he's going to get it back at the merge.
Apparently, yeah. He's on the piece of paper.
But I guess, yeah. But okay. Also what Carl is saying and what I'm saying, and Alexa, I know you agree with us, we don't actually know it. You know what I mean? Like, my mom and dad don't know it because they're just watching the game that's being presented to them and not pausing their DVR every time a piece of paper's up.
And like reading like a Harry Potter book's worth of rules.
Yeah, because they've had a lot of piece of papers so far in this early moments of the season.
I always think about, you know, back in the day, Tremel would be four lines that all rhymed. And now it's like, here's a novel. Enjoy. I don't know. It's whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. Try sneaking out of camp at night to go get on a freaking boat to go meet two other players from a different team.
I know. I hear
like,
you.
Come on, man. Like, come on. Like, yeah.
Carl, you're like the ESPN bit. The like, come on, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
That's what he's doing. That's it.
Who's number eight for you?
All right. I'm going to go. My number eight, I'm going to go JD. And I'm confident that JD is not going home because Ricard stuck his neck out for JD last week, even if the edit didn't necessarily show it. I think Jeannie's a sitting duck. If Green loses, there's really no doubt in my mind that she's going to be the one that goes home. I like JD's spot right now, so I put him at eight.
I'm more confident in JD than you are. That's why I put him at one.
Yeah, exactly. See, so I'm getting there, but I'm more confident than Alexa is. So that makes me feel a little bit better.
He's a little more confident than me.
Yeah.
I just don't agree. I'm going nowhere. He stuck his neck out there, man, and it paid off.
It paid off.
If he was going, he would have went. He would have went home Wednesday if he was going.
You know what the other thing is too, Carl? As bad as him getting caught in that lie was, he also proved he's not a very good liar.
Exactly.
And if you're bad at lying on Survivor, you're easy to read for the rest of the people in your alliance.
Which means I can keep you in my pocket as long as I want to keep you there.
Yep. Yep. That's right.
I mean, all you can do is make my game better.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And well, nine, I'm going to go to Sean. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to do my nine. I'm going to go to Sean.
Interesting.
I know people are talking about they're going to throw a challenge to get rid of Deshaun. It's too obvious. It's too obvious. I don't think it's going to happen. I think that the challenge idea to be thrown is going to either come from the Seer or it's going to come from Sydney. And whichever one brings it up is going to be the one who goes home. That's my guess.
Hmm.
You got a nine, Carl, since you don't agree with me.
Okay, I had Xander at eight.
Mm-hmm.
I have Sydney at nine.
Okay.
And I had Deshaun at 10.
Not too far behind where I have Deshaun.
I'm like you, Phil. I don't think they're gonna throw this challenge. That's just suicide. You do that.
Mm-hmm.
You throw a challenge, that's asking for trouble.
And if they do throw the challenge, even if they don't throw the challenge, I still think there's a chance they lose just because we're five challenges in at this point. And the law of averages just says you got to lose at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you just don't – you don't goddamn create your own loss, though.
Yeah. Well, if they do – but that's what happens. You think about it. In Survivor history, these teams that get super confident, they create their own loss. And almost every time the winner does not come from their tribe. You think about Zapatero when they threw it to get rid of Russell Hans. You think about when Russell's tribe or Rupert's tribe threw it to get rid of Burton. Even though Sandra goes on to win, she wasn't one of the people who wanted to throw that, and they got decimated after that. I mean, they lost the next three challenges.
Yeah, no, you just don't shoot yourself. I mean, there's nowhere in life do you do that.
Yeah.
So that's if I can keep winning, goddammit, I'm gonna keep winning.
Yeah.
The more I win, the longer I stay.
Yep. Yep.
Because if I throw a challenge, these suckers might feel like, oh, well, he's being cocky. Let's go and bounce him.
Let's get him instead.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So yeah, no, I don't see them throwing the challenge. To be honest, I don't think that Danny is, of course, this is an ex-NFL football player. So it's nothing he's ever done in life that he signed up to lose on purpose.
Yeah.
So,
and he's like, right. Everything in my life is telling me not to do this.
Yeah, no, because you don't go through life telling yourself that I want to lose on purpose. Like, no, mm-hmm. Hell no.
Yep.
You don't want to lose at nothing. No.
Yep.
No. So yeah, no. I think, yeah, they'll be good. I got, again, like I said, I had Xander, Sydney, and Deshaun at 10.
Got it. And Alexa, who you got at nine?
I have Ricard at nine, and then I have Sydney at 10. This is probably a little low for Ricard. It's more like the Sydney one's kind of the more obvious one. I just think if, and this is kind of the same exact thing that I was saying Ricard could do to Shan. Shan might say, okay, I've got Jeannie, who's a sitting duck, and I've got JD, who can't lie to me. The only person who's actually probably some form of threat to me would be Ricard. If she thinks that way, then I think he's in huge trouble. When it comes to Sydney, I think people are going to figure out that Sydney's sort of the one like dancing around the group. Mm-hmm. I mean, she and Tiffany met each other and immediately didn't like each other.
Yeah.
That's like not a great impression. Like, and I'm sure Tiffany, I haven't even mentioned Tiffany yet. So between the two of them, like poor gameplay on both of their parts or just poor chemistry between the two of them. But I don't love Sydney's position of like Nasir confines in Sydney, and then Sydney goes straight to Deshaun and Danny. Mm-hmm. I think people are going to figure that out.
Yeah, I agree. But I also have Sydney at 10 because I'm just running out of places to put people.
Yeah.
And I do feel that the Yellow Tribe, until they are decimated, will always be in the most danger in my eyes. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like putting two of their players near the bottom is safer than putting two of another tribe at the bottom. So I go Sydney at 10.
Yeah.
I'll do my 11 too, since it's Liana and since you both already talked about her. So that's who I got at 11. I do fear for Liana. I just feel like Evie's in control. She can use Xander. And I do think that Tiffany, we showed how chaotic she's going to be. And we saw that in the Vochi vote. I think that if she goes to Evie and says, I want to vote out Liana, because Liana looked at me funny that morning, Evie might go with it. She might not, but she might. And I don't think that Tiffany's going to turn on Evie, but I think there's a chance that Tiffany tries to turn on Liana. So I think Liana and Tiffany are in the worst spot on that tribe that has four people but only has three votes. I think that if they go, it's going to be Evie plus the other voting out, whichever one of them, you know, is just on the short end of that stick.
Yeah. I have Tiffany at 11, so I'm kind of just – I'm right there with you. I think same with you, Carl. Like, I think to say the exact same – I know I was, like, kind of into Tiffany at the
– He wrote it down.
Yeah, we have receipts, people. But exact same thing. I mean, if you're going to go to this summit and immediately have somebody not like you and you not like someone, that's not great. That's not great, Survivor. I don't know – if they're probably just personalities that were never meant to get along anyway, but her name is continuing to pop up. I think she did well in this challenge, but I think she could just be in trouble. I just don't know how many chances she has left.
And Carl, you also have Tiffany at 11.
I have Tiffany at 11. Yeah.
So what makes you feel that she's safer than three other people though?
Because
well, just different tribes.
Two of the people that I have I guarantee you we all got excuse me.
And he's gone.
I guarantee you we all got the same person at number 14.
That's what it's feeling like.
I guarantee you. But you know, I think Tiffany can survive. She's locked in with some people on her tribe. She just I don't know. It's one of those things. You got to stay out of your own way in Survivor. Mm-hmm. Trust me, I know, because I didn't stay out of my own way. So yeah,
speak from experience.
Yeah. You just got to stay out of your own way, man. She'll be fine.
Alexa, who do you put at 12? Then
I feel Phil. Do you and I have the same bottom three?
I think probably Tiffany, Nasir, and Jeannie. So
I got
I'm one off.
I got Jeannie. How do you pronounce his name? Is it Bochy? How do you pronounce his name?
Bochy's gone.
Bochy. Huh?
Bochy's gone, Carl.
Is he gone already?
Bochy went out in the third not last week, the week before.
He has been killed.
You're missing Nasir. Right.
No, I got Nasir and I got Jeannie at 12. So who am I missing? I got Jeannie at 12 and I have Nasir at 14.
Who are you missing?
So who am I missing?
Xander? No, you had Xander already.
No, Xander. I have Xander at 8. Who the fuck am I missing? Oh, excuse me.
Oh, it's fine.
At this point. 1, 2, 3.
I got JD, Danny, Shan.
You didn't put Erica yet.
Erica. Well.
She's on the blue tribe. So do you want to move Tiffany back and put Erica higher?
Well, yeah, obviously. But either way, I mean, hell, it don't matter what place they go in. None of them ain't going home.
I'm going to put Jeannie at 13 for you. I'm going to put Tiffany at 12, and I'm going to put Erica at 11.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're not going home. They're not going home.
There you go. All right.
And then, of course, we all got the same one at 14, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Well, Alexa, do you have the same one at 14?
I go JD at 12, Jeannie at 13, Nasir at 14.
And Nasir at 14?
Yeah,
exactly. Line it up, everyone. Yeah, I think Nasir has been – he's somebody who has been talked about a lot, but not – like positive, negative. I just don't think he's fitting in with the tribe, and this tribe is talking about throwing challenges.
That dude played 100 miles an hour from the word go.
Yeah.
And it's like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
It's pumped.
And I mean, that catches up to you. You're playing way too hard.
Yep. Yeah, I go Tiffany at 12 because I think she has a way out on her tribe. I have Jeannie at 13 because I think she's screwed if they go to tribal, and I have Nasir at 14 because I think he's the one.
I can see Nasir
being the one who says, let's throw this challenge so we can get rid of Deshaun, and then everybody throws the challenge and they all just vote out Nasir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not going to throw that challenge.
Again, it just might be they lose. Yeah.
That would just be crazy, man. That would just be crazy.
It would.
If I can go into the merge with my tribe from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm taking that all day and twice on Sunday.
Yep. Yep. There you go.
It's just not happening.
Well, there you go. I mean, I agree. I think it would be stupid, but I think they just lose because it's due and Nasir goes home.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see if they throw it or actually lose or if they win.
I got Rashard up there. I'm telling y'all, if that yellow tribe loses, I don't know. I think Shan will stick with JD over Rashard.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Wait. Well, she also has JD's advantage, and I don't think she's going to give it back to him.
I don't think she's giving it
back. No, hell no, she ain't giving it back to him. Why would she?
I don't know. I love it. I thought that was great.
I thought he was stupid for giving it to her. But
yeah, that was so stupid.
I mean, it saved him.
He's like, okay.
Yeah. And as long as it's not like the Sari Sarah situation where it literally says on the paper, this cannot be transferred, then I mean, sure.
Right.
Who
right.
knows? That's in the terms and conditions.
Yeah, that's on there that we just don't know.
I would have told her about it to try to save me, but I wouldn't have given it to her.
Yeah. Or like shown it to her. Been like,
yeah. Like, listen, sis, this is what I have. You know what I mean? I can use this for me or you. Mm-hmm. Just trust me. Although you can't trust me, obviously, but giving it to her? Yeah, no. I wouldn't have just given it to her.
No. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Absolutely. Yeah, no.
Hey, I don't think that was very smart.
I agree. Well, Carl, before I let you go here, because we're almost at an hour, which is always a good time to end, but I just want to ask you, who you got as the winner of this season? Who you think is going to pull it out?
My winner. And I said it earlier. I honestly think Shan will win.
Okay.
I think Shan will win.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are hoping you're right at this point.
Yeah, yeah. I think Shan will win. Shan is playing, in my opinion, she's playing the best, the best game as far as strategic wise and talking with people and getting them basically under her thumb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From what I've seen so far,
I'll be really impressed if she can continue to like carry this.
What would change it though? What do you think will take place to change it?
Or people figuring her out. But I don't know. I think she's really good. I think like she's really good at actually hearing everybody.
Yeah, but
that's really good quality.
It would take for her to shoot the same shit to multiple people for them to come together to figure it out.
See, I worry for her, Carl. I think that when the merge hits, that's where I think she could get into trouble. Right now, Shan would be my favorite to win as well. But you always know how this merge hits and then all of a sudden everything reshuffles and they say, she's the most dangerous person over there. Let's get rid of her because she's going to win this whole thing.
So who's your winner pick?
Oh, I agree with you. I still think it's going to be Shan. I'm playing devil's advocate for if it's not going to happen, I could see... Honestly, I don't think anybody else from green would win other than Shan. I'm not going to count out anybody from blue other than Heather and Erica at this point because I think because they've been winning, it just is what it is. Nasir won't win, but it could be Danny. Yeah. I think Sydney or Deshaun. I think all three of them still have a chance. But I honestly think that Xander could be a dark horse here to pull this thing out because if he hits the merge without ever having his vote and then he gets his vote back, I think he's got a lot of avenues. And I know that he is the big athletic guy. But I just feel like this is going to be a season where there's going to be more important things than voting out the most athletic person on the tribe. Like, I just really feel like that.
I tell you what, one thing about Survivor is, like this blue team, oh, they look great right now. Survivor doesn't actually start, in my opinion, mm-hmm. until you have to carry that torch into that dungeon.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
When you carry that torch in that dungeon and you sitting there on that damn little stool, not knowing – if those parchments don't have your name on it or not, you can play just free willy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But once you go in there for tribal, oh my God, let me tell you, it's a totally different ball game then.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when things start to get exposed.
Mm-hmm.
So right now the blue team good because they're not exposed at all.
Yeah.
Keep winning. Everybody's good. You know?
Yeah.
But the one time they lose, that's when we'll be able to see, okay, who's with whom in that tribe. Because right now they're all together.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Who's where are the lines gonna be drawn at then?
Mm-hmm.
So I half ass want them to lose so that we can see.
So we can see.
We've seen it on the other two tribes. We haven't seen it on this tribe.
Yep. Yeah.
And I think they need that too, because they're doing the thing that the winning tribe always does, where they're like itching.
Everything is good. You're laying out on the beach. I mean, you're just having fun until you gotta goddamn make that final walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a difference then.
Well, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, hopefully Blue does lose one of these next two so that we see them go before the merge hits. Because I think the merge is going to happen at 12. We're already down to 14.
It's
flying by.
Yeah, it's coming soon. It's coming soon. That's why I said I have a feeling that they're going to have another episode. If not this one, then the next one where two people gets booted.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going by fast. 39 days is fast. So just think about 26.
Yeah.
That's fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Carl, yeah, that's it.
Friends. Man, I apologize that I wasn't 100% prepared. I was rushing in from work. You know what I mean?
Well, we can never have you on again, Carl, because you weren't prepared this one. That, you know.
Phil and Carl didn't come with lists, and I came with the list, and I forgot Xander. So.
I know. I was rushing. I didn't even have a beer with me.
I know. I figured this would be the drinking hour. Like, I can't believe it.
Trust me, I got plenty of beer in the fridge. I was hoping to maybe win some more from somebody that likes to send me beer.
Hey, I'm not doing shit this year. The Yankees suck. You need the Yankees Astros again.
My Astros still in it, baby.
Yeah, they got postponed tonight, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
Before I go, I'm going to throw a quick plug, though. I need everybody that's listening, if y'all don't mind, go to Give the Kids the World website, find my name, and please donate something to me. It's not going to me. It's going to the thing for Give the Kids the World, which is in December. Buy your tickets, whatever, but I have to raise $500, so please donate to Carl on the Give the Kids the World website, please.
Give the Kids the World. And Carl, at that point, you went a little robotic, which is funny because here you are promoting yourself, but it's still a little robotic. I don't know what happened.
Now you're back. But Give the Kids the World. We'll tweet it out, everyone.
We just muted Carl because I'm pretty sure it's Carl. Carl, I had to mute you, but Give Kids the World. He's got to raise $500. Carl needs to raise $500. Was it me, Alexa?
No. It was Carl. But let's come back in.
He's back. Carl, are you back?
He's still on mute.
I'm trying to unmute. There we go. Nope. Carl, that's your exit. We're booting you. It's coming out crazy, but Give Kids the World. That's it. Carl, thank you. Alexa, what do we have to do to get...
Alexa, we're gonna be back this Wednesday. Normal, what time, Phil? 9 o'clock Eastern, right after the episode?
No, it'll be a little bit later again. Sorry, okay, unfortunately, I'll never get better.
No, that's actually totally fine. So, like, look, 9:30, 10.
10, probably 10, probably the same time as last time. Got a soccer game at 6. Can't do anything about it.
All right, 10 Eastern. So, yeah, tune in. Hopefully, we're gonna try our best to be more positive, we promise.
We'll try, but the show should be better. Carl's, I think his phone died. And that's it.
All right. Thank you, Carl. I'm saying that to myself. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.